Welcome back to the Brothers in Christ podcast on and off the field. I'm Ryan, your co-host with our main host, Mr. Love, Jeff Kennison.
Let me give Ryan a shout out. God gave Ryan really the gift for compassion. He's a great friend. He's a great guy. Give it up for Ryan.
You're talking about yourself? That's very nice of you, Jeff. He's a great guy. Very compassionate, big heart. Love doing podcasts with him. Thanks for being here, Jeff. Got a lot to talk about today. You want to start us off, though?
Yeah. I couldn't do it without God. Ryan has a gift for technology and he's a great guy to hang out with.
Yeah, you too, Jeff. It's a lot of fun, so I'm excited to do another one.
So, we have played for Ryan Booney. Why use him tomorrow? Tonight to make a difference. Give him time with you. Amen.
Amen. Well, why don't we just get right into it, Jeff? I know you got a song. You want to tell us about it before or after? What do you think?
So, I want God to know that people that he loves people. He loves you. He loves everybody listening. And he died for you and the Beach Guys moment. They teamed up for an incredible song. Here's
Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff with Get Jiggy With It. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's Brandon Wake, an incredible musician. But he understands what this song is all about. That's why he wrote it with one of his good, I call him the dynamic duo. Here's Brandon Wake and Phil Wickham with The Love of God.
The love of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just ask that everybody comes to know you through this podcast. It's not about Brandon Wake. It's not about Phil Wickham. It says, I will leave the bye for the worship. If you out there, you checking us out, or I've just pray that you come to know God through this podcast. And if they also do a summer bite to it, they're gonna be going out, I think, in June on their annual summer bite. Check them out at Phil Wickham and BrandonWake.com, and I want to use them on their summer bite to bring people to God, help them believe. John 3:16 after every show and help them do an altar call.
Yeah, I love it, Jay, man. That's a powerful song. Great tour. They'll be in California in April, Florida in June, Pittsburgh in July, Pennsylvania in July, Cincinnati in July. So go check them out.
And I also like Josiah Queen is an upcoming artist. He'll be with them too. Check out his music. He's got a song out called The Prodigal.
Yeah, you're getting, he's only 22 years old. Jeff's giving you guys insider info here. Yeah. Become a fan before he's the next big thing. He makes some great songs.
I feel like Christian music is, I've always really liked Christian music, but I feel like now it's in a great place with, there's another person that I like. Her name is Ann Wilson. She sings strong and there's another young lady. She played with a guy named Toby Mack. Her name is Taria. And she's got a song called it's about nothing's impossible without God. How God can do anything. It's called Big God. And she's got another song out called How We All Meet God. So, I feel like Christian music is in a really good place.
Yeah, and I think that's super refreshing to hear, because I think a lot of people focus on, maybe the, I think we can get in a negative mindset a lot. So yeah. I think it's important to celebrate the artists that are making really good music. So those are some great shout outs, J-Man.
There's another one called, his name is Forrest Frank. I feel like you would really like Forrest Frank.
Yeah, I told you about Forrest Frank. What are you talking about?
he wrote a song about how as Christians we should have basically a good day.
We already played that song on a pod. You remember that? Throwback.
And then one more for you. There's a song called The Truth. It's about how God truly loves you. And no matter what you think about, basically yourself, the truth is that God really loves you. And that is from a young lady named Megan Woods. It's not about Floyd Frank. It's not about Ann Wilson. Megan Woods, I encourage you to listen to your Christian music every single day.
Yeah, if we're talking about that, we should talk about one more that you really like. You remember Sarah Jewers?
Yes.
What you got to say about her?
She's got some good stuff. I to be honest, I haven't really,
And also, I'll jump in here. I'll say, you know, some great tunes. She very, you know, kind of similar artist age to Forrest Frank. So yeah. Up and coming. Check her out. She's got some great tunes. Positive music.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Any other ones you want to shout out?
There's one show I really want you to check out. It's called the Caleb Fan Awards. It's basically the Christian music for the Grammys. Hosted by Matthew West, Jeremy Camp, and for Dave MacPaul, and I encourage you to listen to MacPaul's new record. I encourage you to listen to Always Only Jesus. I love for Mercy Me. I encourage you to listen to Jeremy Camp's new album as well. It's not about, you know, all those guys. Just, I want God to use you and give you joy. And so, check out all those musical artists. Check out the movies and the music.
Yeah, getting all those shout-outs, J-Man, I love it. You guys follow some of these, you'll have some great stuff to watch, listen to. Jeff's got you guys covered today. Don't worry about it. All right, what else do you want to do before we get into it? You want to do, you got any shout-outs today?
My friend, God gave me a heart for the people who serve our country, and I've talked about Eddie before, but he just had his 10-year anniversary, so he. You know what we gonna do? We just thank you for anyone blessing. Give him time with you. Thank you for putting him in my life. Give him time with you. And bless his marriage. And bless his three boys. And every Callan. And bless his marriage for Sabrina, help him put you first. Amen.
Amen. Love it. 10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Special shout out.
So let's go to sports right now.
No, we got the verse of the day. Come on now, Jeff. Come on now.
I'm sorry.
One thing at a time. No, you don't have to say you're sorry. All right, here we go. We got it. John 15:5, and says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What do you think of that one?
One more time.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's just important to remember that, you know, we're all connected to one another. And, you know, if we work together and, you know, love each other and care for each other and are there for each other, we can, you know, bear a lot of fruit and good things in our lives that we're doing for people, and the impact you can have on people when you show them love in your life. go out of, you know. But if you're not doing that, there's you know, there's not, you know, that's not a fun life you would want to live. It's important to try to, you know, really be there for people around you.
Yeah. So I think I think it goes back to loving a member as myself, treating people with how they want to be treated, I guess.
Yeah, the golden rule. So yeah, that's really cool. All right, Jeff. Should we get into some sports? Where you want to start today? You tell me.
I think we gotta start with the Bob's Mammoth.
Do 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 do. All right, let's get into it. We're in Elite Eight right now. Florida just had a huge comeback win. They went on a 16-2 run in the fourth or in the end of the second half to beat Texas Tech 84-79, moving on to the Final Four. What are your thoughts on Florida?
I think if I want to get past the Elite 16 or last 25, I think it really shows how good you are.
Yeah, they're a powerhouse right now. They're either going to go up against Auburn, Michigan State. It's going to be a fun matchup. Right now, we've got Duke up 72-58 with 3 minutes to go against Alabama.
That
Looking, look.
game might be over. Alabama's good, but they couldn't keep on top of the basically the whole team. It was my fault. I want God to use me to give you joy right now. So there's two players upcoming in the NBA. So one of them's kind of like a Luka Doncic. He's on Duke. His name's Cooper Flag. The other one from Arizona named Caleb. I think Caleb Love.
That's an interesting comparison for Cooper Flagg. You're gonna give him Luka Doncic.
That's
That's interesting. That's
yeah,
interesting.
but
I think he plays a lot better defense than Luka Doncic, though. I think that's what makes him so interesting is he can play defense about against anyone on the floor. And I think like that's the exciting thing about him. That's why people want him with the number one pick is he can give you that Luka Doncic type offense, get to the rim, but he can play defense too. He can get steals, he can get blocks. He's got a certain edge about him that you can just tell he wants to win. He's an exciting player. Coming off injury leads Duke to the Final Four, presumably. Could be special. What do you think?
We'll see how he does with the NBA, though.
Really? You're not sold?
I mean, 'cause although you would get Zion, he's been hurt a couple times.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Cooper Flagg's gonna be the real deal. I know they invited him this past summer to play against the Team USA Olympic team, and he was playing well against some of the best players in the world on Team USA. I think there's definitely a lot of teams in the NBA that want him.
Yeah.
Yeah, also Derek Queen for Maryland. You know, they'd lost last round, but he hit a game winner to get
Yeah.
them into the Sweet 16. It's going to be fun to see him.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of players coming through. Rutgers has a couple top players in this draft. VJ Edgecombe for Baylor might be a top five pick. Tomorrow we got Jace Richardson, who's the shooting guard for Michigan State. He's shooting 41% from three, looking like a top 10 pick. He's got a tough
Yeah.
matchup tomorrow against Auburn. What do you
Yeah.
think about that one?
We'll see how good Auburn is because, you remember about what God can do. I think you never know what God can do. And call him backbone and pray that he blesses your life as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a close one. Florida just won. Walter Clayton Jr. was hitting clutch threes at the end. It's another potential first round pick. If I'm a contending team looking at bench scoring, I think that's why he's shooting 39% from three this year. I think that could be a guy that you might want to pick up there.
Yeah, and I continue to bless all my listeners and all our listeners. Sorry, Lord, I just
I
want
think you
to
said it right.
yeah.
Host and co-host, come on now.
Amen.
Yeah, is the guy you're thinking about for Arizona Carter Bryant?
Baby.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. And then tomorrow we got Houston, Tennessee, number one seed versus number two. Houston just beat Purdue 2 points. Game winner, what do you think about that? Was a close one, but good for Houston. I mean, a few years ago, they were a bottom tier program, got a great coach in there, turned things around. That's pretty cool. And then Tennessee beat a good Kentucky team this year. Impressive wins. They've had a hard route. Having to beat UCLA, Kentucky. Now they're going to have to go up against Houston. They're playing some tough teams, so might be some good games.
We'll see what happens.
Right now, Jeff's bracket has a final of Duke over Florida. He's already got his two final teams in the final four. They're both one game away of making it. You believe in your guys right now? What's your confidence level, Julian?
We'll see how they play. I mean, you remember about game by game. I want to encourage you to. I just want to. I encourage you. Just to go out and make a difference. And just be a difference maker, 'cause I don't want to be remembered as a sports fan or a podcaster. I want to be remembered for making a difference. So I have a question for you guys. What are you waiting for? Let's go make a difference for King and Country. Both that song, it's not about for King and Country, it's not about sports. God put me on myself to encourage you to make a difference. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, I love it, Jeff. No time like the present. You know, it's important to try, to try to walk the walk instead of talk the talk. I know Jeff does it too. He's praying for people. He's loving on people. He's giving people calls. He's encouraging people. And we encourage you to do all that stuff too. It's important.
Please bear with me. I forgot what we were.
Should we do a? We were talking March Madness. Should we live grade your Sweet 16 bracket? What do you think?
Okay.
So we got the Jeff Kennison bracket, perfect bracket, goes into a pool to win $50,000 if there's a perfect bracket. Jeff Kennison goes first pick. He goes Auburn over Michigan, 1-for-1. After that, he goes Michigan State over Ole Miss, 2-for-2. He goes Florida over Maryland, 3-for-3. He goes Texas Tech over Arkansas, 4-for-4. He goes Duke over Arizona, 5-for-5. He goes Alabama over BYU, 6-for-6. He goes Houston over Purdue, 7-for-7. Tennessee over Kentucky, 8-for-8. Florida over Texas Tech, 9-for-9. Duke over Alabama, 10-for-10. That's where our live grade hits, folks. We've got 10-for-10 with 6 games to go. Got Auburn over Michigan State next, Tennessee over Houston. Then he's got Duke over Tennessee, Florida over Auburn, and Duke over Florida. Let's see what happens. What are your thoughts on that, J-Man? Live reaction.
I think that, I think if you, this is not about sports, but if you about what you're passionate, play about it. What your gift is, play about it as well. And, stop by just saying a prayer.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Just really, dive deep, think about where you think your impact could be and go chase it. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah.
And if you're Jeff and one of your hidden talents is that you can go 10-for-10 on your second chance March Madness bracket, that's no big deal.
I want to make a difference for the kingdom. Sports is great, but it's like why you give up for the kingdom. It's not about me. I encourage you to give to give up everything, including sports, and go serve him wherever he calls you.
Yeah, yeah, if that's where you feel your calling is, that's important. Luckily for me, I feel like my calling still includes watching sports, so I do. I still do, so just depends on who you are. I've got a story for you, Jeff, before we maybe do some MLB predictions, but there's a cool story the other week with the Timberwolves that Joe Ingles, his family, one of his sons, he's autistic, and he had never been able to watch his dad play a full basketball game. Joe Ingles has been in the league for a long time. He's almost at the end of his career, if not this year, maybe next year. And he doesn't play much for the Timberwolves. If you're not familiar, the Timberwolves are in playoff contention right now. It's getting towards the end of the season, so these are all big games. Chris Finch made the call, who's the coach of the Timberwolves, to start Joe Ingles the other night while his son was there watching him for the first time because he was just, you know, just got to the point where he could sit through a whole game. And so his family got to hear him on the starting lineup announcements as the Timberwolves and Chris Finch decided together to give Joe Ingles his first start in over 2 years in the NBA.
Oh, cool.
So it's just, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing cool things. I thought that was really cool. Yeah. Sometimes these moments are bigger than basketball. Yeah. What do you think, Jeff?
I think, you know, we just want God to use you and give you joy. It doesn't matter what team you like, just, you know, feel sports fan. Go watch sports. My point is, if God gives you an opportunity, don't miss an opportunity to, you can watch it later, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. Maybe we can, you want to watch the moment real quick, Jeff?
Okay.
Give a live look in. Then we'll talk some MLB predictions for the year.
Yes.
While we're pulling that up, Yankees win the other day. They had put up 20 runs to start the season. 9 home runs in a single game. Are they juicing, Jeff, or what do you think?
I don't know.
Something interesting is it looks like the Yankees had different bats than usual. All right, you want to watch this story real quick, Jeff, and then we'll watch some, do some MLB.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, that's the wrong one. Let me get the right one here. All right, here we go, Jeff, for real.
Joe Ingles, his wife, and kids have been living in Orlando all season, but have been in town this week. His son, Jacob, is autistic and has not been able to watch an entire NBA game all the way through because of the sensory overload. Well, he was able to watch last Sunday's win over the Jazz all the way through. It was a big moment for the family. Only issue was Joe didn't play. Well, they're back in the building tonight, and in a classy move by Chris Finch, Joe is not only going to play, but he's going to get his first start of the season. And we welcome you back. Joe Ingles got the start tonight, his first start of the season. You see his family there on the left, his wife, Renee, his twins, Mila, and Jacob, who we were talking about to start the broadcast with the green hat. He wants a T-shirt. And then the youngest son, Jack, enjoying some popcorn. Joe had some good looks.
He did.
In the first part.
So just a cool sports moment there.
Yeah.
It's cool when you get the opportunity to have cool moments like that.
Yeah.
As a fan.
It's not about sports. It's not about, just if you got faith, go for God's, God first over everything, and then put family second. So that was a cool moment. I haven't seen it yet, and I got a buck for you, and it will, let's do MLB predictions first.
All right, let's do it. We got a big, big spending in the offseason this year with the Yankees, with the Dodgers, Rangers. You want to give me your... How many teams? You want to give me your six playoff teams in the AL? I'll give you mine.
Okay. I have it really.
We got... Well, we could do... Let's just do division by division. Let's do it quick, though. Okay, in the AL East, we got Yankees, Orioles, Rays, Blue Jays, Red Sox. I'm thinking that's going to go Yankees, Orioles, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Rays. That's my order. I think you get the Yankees winning it, and you get two wild card teams out of that so, division. I think it's just too strong this year.
So, yeah. Let's go Baltimore, Blue Jays, Yankees, and then Boston.
You'll put the Rays last?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. You think there's one or two wild card teams out of that division?
Well, Rays Baltimore. Because I think the Yankees will probably win that. I just don't see the Red Sox winning. I think they got Walker Buehler, but I think they needed one more.
Yeah, a little more pitching.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, Red Sox are a young team. We'll have to see how much they can develop this year, but I think they're starting to make a, competitive rebuild turnaround.
So, and then I still got the Dodgers, I think.
One division at a time, Jeff. Come on now. We're in AL East. Let's go to the AL Central. We got Royals, Guardians, White Sox, Twins, Tigers. I think that division goes... I think it's going to go Guardians, Say Guardians, Tigers, Royals, Twins, White Sox. No, I'm gonna say Guardians, Twins, Royals, Tigers, White Sox. I think there'll be one wild card team. I don't know. That could be a really bad division.
Maybe the Guardians and the Twins. Like I don't really know.
Could be tough. I don't think there's going to be, there's definitely not going to be two wild card teams out of that division, but you never know.
Yeah.
We got AL West, Rangers, Astros, Athletics, Mariners, Angels.
Yeah.
I think Athletics, Angels are going to be pretty bad. Astros lost a lot of people too. My top pick there will be the Astros. Or sorry, the Rangers. I think the Rangers win that division.
Yeah.
What do you think, J-Man?
I think Houston, because they've always been consistent. I don't know about the Rangers. I just don't, you know, I just hope the Angels trade Mike Trout. I don't see them make you playoff.
Yeah. I think you got to let him go and start a full rebuild if you're the Angels.
Yeah. Did they win today?
Angels today beat the White Sox 1-0.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys play my phone. You just have to.
Yeah, I think for both team, you know, for both sides of it, for Mike Trout's career and also for the Angels to, you know, be able to do a rebuild.
So let's
go to the NL. NL East. We got Phillies, Marlins, Mets, Nationals, Braves.
Yeah.
Who do you see winning that?
Phillies and Braves.
Yeah. I think the Mets could with now that they have Soto, but we'll see.
Yeah, but 2 months more.
There's no salary cap in baseball, J-Man.
Yeah. So
you want to pay it, you can pay it.
Whoa,
let's get through the divisions first, J-Man, one step at a time. We'll get to the Dodgers soon. I know you want to say Dodgers, so we'll get there. Yeah, let me get to the NL West first, though. NL Central, we got Cardinals, Reds, Cubbies, Pirates, Brewers.
I'll go Cardinals. And then,
you think they should let Nolan go?
Actually, I'll go Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals.
I think Pittsburgh could surprise some people this year. I think they've got a good young team. So we'll see. They got an ace in Paul Skeens over there. Some young hitters.
Yeah.
All right, now let's. I'll go. Pirates, Cubs, Reds, Cardinals, Brewers. But I really think that division could go anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Now we'll go to your NL West, Jeff. We can get your NL West and, you know, maybe I'll be wrong with this hunch, but then we can get into your World Series pick. Might be the same. Might be in the same division. That's just my hunch. I'm going to go last place Dodgers, first place Rockies. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go. We'll go Dodgers, Padres, Giants. No, we'll go Dodgers, Padres, D-backs, Giants, Rockies. I think there's two wild cards out of that division, though.
How good is the Padres?
They're 3-0 right now. That could be pretty good.
I say right now, Dodgers, Padres, Giants, because you got a secret weapon and out in San Francisco. He's not a secret weapon, but he hasn't really played in the last 3 years. His name's Justin Verlander.
Yeah, if he's still got it, he's one of the best. So we'll have to see. Well, sadly for the Dodgers, they only have Ohtani on the books for another 10 years. So I think they'll be all right. All right, what's your World Series pick, Jeff? Let's see if my hunch was right.
I think, if you have multiple gifts, like if you have the gift of compassion, use your gift. If you have the gift of encouragement, prayer, use your gift. So,
Your MLB World Series pick is Gift of Compassion? I don't know if that's a team.
I just want to encourage you in life and babe. It's my mouth.
And you know how good of a guy Jeff is because he puts up with all my shenanigans. So thank you for that, Jeff.
I want to encourage you, use your gifts and give them all to God. Now, Ohtani has, let me stop one bit. If you have multiple gifts to let, I pray that you would surrender them back to God, amen. So, back to Ohtani, the crazy thing is, he can pitch, he can hit, he can do it all, but maybe if you listening and you have two gifts, use them both to glorify God. Because it's not about showing Ohtani, it's not about sports. I just want to encourage you.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, Jeff. If you can play both sides of the ball, put both those skills to work. And that can be a segue. Do you think the team that has the guy that can hit and pitch is going to be and win the World Series this year?
I have the Dodgers. I can be honest. I have the Dodgers over the Yankees again because I don't see anybody else besides the Astros that is gonna contest them.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the Mets and the NL could give the Dodgers a run. I think in the AL, maybe Baltimore or the Rangers, but we'll have to see. It seems like there's a couple of teams at the top right now. It's going to be hard to beat them.
Yeah. So, if you're an NFL fan, we want God to use you to give you joy. So, two questions for you, Ryan. So, how do you think New York's gonna do?
Which one, the Jets or the Giants? Because I think they're both going to be hot garbage. How's that for a hot take?
I want more for work. To be honest, this is a real life thing. But treat others like you want to be treated. I don't really want to say anything about Russell Wilson, but I just don't understand, you know, what happened. Like,
yeah, why the Steelers didn't want him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think maybe they're wanting to look at Aaron Rodgers. I think that's the only thing that would make sense. I think Aaron Rodgers with DK Metcalf and George Pickens could be, I don't know.
Yeah. And so, I think what I don't want to do is God wants to keep us humble and fortunate in life. And I also pray that you will read the Bible every day and God will keep you humble. Back for sports, a shocking one, but maybe God wants to keep Stefan Diggs humble.
Why? Because he's going to the Patriots?
Yeah.
Ouch. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he got paid, though. But, yeah, I don't know how good the Patriots are going to be. Good for him. Maybe he'll get traded. I don't know.
I encourage you, obviously, just to...
God keeps Jeff humble because he made him a Packers fan. So, you know, there's all sorts of... Or maybe because he made me a Vikings fan. I don't know. Whichever way you want to interpret that.
I'm going to use one more music.
Uh-oh.
In this music thing. Lauren Daigle has a song called Ego. I encourage you to listen to it.
You sending me messages, Jeff?
Because it talks about humility and it's not about Lauren Daigle. It's about God and I want you to God to keep you humble. Use me to keep you humble.
No, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for letting me know that's how you feel about me.
You know,
I can use that reminder from time to time, though. Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, if you listen.
But, I mean, I do remember... You know, last year I was watching football and just thinking like, wow, I can't believe the Vikings beat the Packers in both games. But, you know, sometimes you get blessings, right?
So I have 3 books.
Rapid fire.
One's called A Mission Impossible. It's basically about doing what God calls you to do. You know, I feel like...
Mission Impossible, no Tom Cruise. That was a good one. I'll take that. This is a book, though, not the movie. As Christian.
We are up to, so let's do it. Let's do our job. Let's be unashamed. Let's make a difference.
Love it. That's one. What's book number two?
What's called Dream Big by Mr. Bob Goff. I pray that God uses me to make your dreams come true. And nothing's impossible without
so the, you're telling me the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Baby, nothing's impossible.
I'm dreaming big. I'm dreaming big. All right, what's your third one?
I just want God to bless you. So, number three is, we are so blessed. There's this young group, their name is Cain. They sing, I am so blessed, and they also sing the benediction, and they also sing Rise Up, and I encourage you to check out their music and listen to your Christian music, and where are we?
Book number three.
I am for podcast. I recommend what is.
It's called Brothers in Christ On and Off the Field. No, I'm kidding. That's our podcast. What? It's a great podcast. I like that rec, Jeff.
What a cool.
I guess if they're already listening to our podcast, they wouldn't need the rec. So we can rec the other podcast now that they're already listening.
But Matthew West Parker, he talks to 10 people. He talks to his wife, Emily, blessed about trusting God. He talks to Priscilla Steyer, who is an actress, but she is a book author as well. And I highly recommend it. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. And he has a organization called Pop We. He actually interviews his dad, the segment is called Dad Vice. And I encourage you to listen to that. And I encourage you to because just to give you joy. And another podcast I like is called the Sadie Robinson podcast. It's called What's good? She interviews Phil Wickham. I encourage you to listen to I Still Believe in her podcast is called What's Good.
I love it, Jeff. We're giving all the recs, all the songs, all the books. You'll be loaded up, guys.
Yeah. It's not about a podcast. I just want to I just want to support my brothers and sisters, because the Bible says, love me your neighbor as thyself, so I want to support them any way I can.
Love it, Jeff. That's important stuff. That's awesome. All right. Well, we might have to wrap up here, though, but we got, you know, we got one more thing to do, unless you got another shout out you got to get to.
And so there's another podcast I two more recommend.
You guys are going to be busy.
For you, one's called Dream Big, and the other one's called Dangle Bites with Laura Dangle. Laura Dangle on a podcast interviews Bob Goff.
We love Bob Goff.
On how to basically dream big, and I want to leave you with this. It's not about Bob Goff. I encourage you. It's not about Laura Dangle. I encourage you to dream big, because nothing's impossible without him.
Love it, Jeff. So, that's so true.
Really quick, we gotta get there, but who you think's gonna win the last playoff spot in the NBA?
We got a battle right now for that last playing spot in the West. It's between the Mavs, the Kings, and the Suns. I think it's gonna be the Mavs and the Suns. I think you gotta get Kevin Durant in the playoffs. Yeah. What do you think?
I think him and Devin Booker
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, and the Kings might not make it then.
Yeah. And so, quick, two more birthday shout-outs. We got a good friend. His name is Benny Myers. Happy birthday, Benny.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Quick one. What I display for Benny Myers, one that you would bless him. I also play one that you would bless him and his wife, Susie, and bless their marriage. Amen.
Amen.
And I also got one more for you. And so I ask for him two more. So,
Alright, let's do it.
So my friend Nora got engaged, and so let's say a prayer for her. Want me to thank you for Nora, what blessing, giving that time with you, and I want to bless her and her fiance. Mate, as they get married, help them get everything done. And I got a friend, her name's Brianna. She had a birthday come up. So
happy birthday.
Yeah. So what we just thank you for What a blessing Brianna is giving time with you, helping and John surrender their life to you more and more each and every day.
Amen.
So really quick, two movies I recommend. The Chosen came out with another season 5, and I encourage you in a powerful way to go see that. I also encourage you to see The Last Supper. That movie is directed by Chris Tomlin.
Ooh, I love it. And My Last Supper was at Chipotle, and shout out to Chipotle, they made great supper. So, oh, that's my shout out.
Beth, you know, if you want to play for me, just give me more opportunities, because even though, you know,
No, you get used in big ways. Come on now, J-Man.
Yeah, I just want God to use me till I go home to be with him.
So, and that happens a lot.
So continue prayers for that, because it's not me, it's all him.
And it's on a t-shirt too. If you guys want some, let us know.
And God bless you, man. While you slide the ball, give God a amen.
Amen. And that's a wrap. We'll see you next pod.